And you are listening to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle. And did we lose our caller, Tammy?
Hello?
Oh, it looks like we have a caller on the line. So, welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
And, thank you.
What is thy handle?
My handle is, I haven't had a cocktail in 3 days, and I'm wondering how much longer I can hang on to this sobriety thing.
That's a hell of a handle.
Oh, it's huge.
Okay, so why don't we just call you Fragile Sobriety?
Fragile Sobriety, that would work.
That's because I got to write this down, and I got to do this while I'm asking you the question. So what, I think I may know what kind of question you have here, but why don't you tell us, first of all, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tacoma. I've actually seen Vanilla, or heard Vanilla and felt their aura numerous times.
Oh, that's great. We always like it when fans of the band call in.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of especially Sean.
Right on.
The voice is driving me nuts.
Mr. Gaffney?
That's right.
Sean, who sometimes goes as John?
John, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Jan, either or.
So what's your question for the Radio 8 Ball by way of the band Vanilla? Are you with us, Fragile Sobriety? Fragile Sobriety? Did he just go away?
Perhaps to get the drink.
That's wow. Very fragile.
That is incredibly fragile. Well, try calling us back again, Fragile Sobriety. We're keep coming back, as they say, in those anonymous meetings, right? Don't they say, keep coming back?
That's what I hear.
Do you want to answer his question?
Can you
anyway?
Imagine if like a guy got up and asked, started like, "Hi, I'm Fragile Sobriety, and I've been sober for 3 days," and then he just took off. Keep going back.
Hey, you should answer his question.
Well, it's hard because we don't have a number.
It's almost like his question was leading in towards some sort of a
question.
I guess since he's the second caller, why don't we play song number two as the answer to his implicit question.
The song is for you, Fragile Sobriety.
Sign up, son, along the way.
Wow. And what was the name of that song?
That one's called Black Saturday.
Black Saturday from Vanilla. So, well, Black we don't have... Did Fragile Sobriety call back?
He never did.
Oh. Yeah.
He went to a bar, I'm sure of it.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Yeah, Black Saturday does address a lot of paranoia and whatnot as we move towards the Y2K. So it might translate
back
to our shaking friend at home, ready to crack his bottle.
What did you think about it? Now, did you recognize this person's voice?
It sounded familiar when he said Tacoma, and maybe my wheels are spinning, but...
But we so often hear the word Tacoma juxtaposed with cries for help and about alcohol in general.
That's true.
Hard to differentiate.
It's probably
something.
Cloudy in Tacoma now.
I can't argue with that.
Right. So, it's interesting. I thought there was a lot there. I think there's the feeling of it really doesn't matter sort of reflects, him just leaving and not calling back, sort of being like, oh, why am I, as soon as he even asked the question, sort of like, oh, why does it even matter? And then, but it made me think, he said he's been 3 days sober, which means that if you go back 3 days, it was, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday,
oh my God.
Saturday. It must have been Saturday. He must have, wow. He must have gotten really messed up. There must have been something on Saturday. He must have had hit some kind of bottom on Saturday that inspired him to take this, to make this, move. And so I think it feels like the Oracle is pointing him in that direction to like, hey, remember why you did this in the first place. Remember how bad, as bad as you feel right now, remember how bad you felt on Black Saturday. So
perfect. Next Saturday to look forward to.
Or dread.
Blacker Saturday. We'll write one real quick.
So, once again, that's another example of how Radio 8 Ball works. And now it's your turn.